Welcome to the 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. It's flu season. I'm planning to get my flu shot this afternoon. In a few minutes, we're going to have a doctor from Springfield on the line with us to talk about influenza this season and answer any flu shot questions you have. Give us a call at 1-800-222-9455 or tweet to 21st Show. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, the ongoing investigation into fraud at Wells Fargo is costing the bank yet another high-profile client, the state of Illinois. State Treasurer Mike Frericks held a news conference this morning in Chicago to announce plans to suspend billions of dollars in investment activity with Wells Fargo. According to their own admission, Wells Fargo employees fraudulently opened about 2 million unauthorized deposit, credit card, debit card, and online banking accounts for its customers from 2011 to 2015. Here's what Treasurer Frericks said earlier this morning.
To meet sales targets and compensation incentives is downright shameful. Wells Fargo is a big financial player in Illinois, and I hope to send the message that their unscrupulous practices are not welcomed and will not be tolerated.
Also speaking at this morning's news conference, Dori Rand. She's the president of the Woodstock Institute. That's a Chicago-based research, policy, and advocacy organization advancing causes of financial justice. She talked about how hard it will be for victims of this financial fraud.
For over 43 years, we've advocated for safe and affordable financial products and services. So we strongly support Treasurer Frerich's decision to pull out from working with Wells Fargo and to try to help refund money to victims of its abuses. It's bad enough that Wells Fargo rewarded aggressive account openings and sales of toxic products like deposit advances and overdrafts that trap consumers in debt. But what made that even worse is the fact that Wells Fargo uses forced arbitration clauses and waivers of class actions in its consumer contracts so that even when victims of these abuses tried to sue them in court, their cases were thrown out and the violations were allowed to continue for years. So we call on Wells Fargo not only to stop the abusive account openings and the other issues that they were charged with by the CFPB and the OCC and the LA attorney, but to also stop using forced arbitration clauses and class action waivers in its contracts. Thank you.
Dori Rand at a news conference. She's president of the Woodstock Institute, a Chicago-based organization. Treasurer Frerich said the moratorium on investment activity with Wells Fargo will remain in effect for 1 year. Last week, California also suspended its business activity with Wells Fargo. On Friday, the city of Chicago proposed a similar suspension.